The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 2, Scene 10. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter, and I'm working solo today, but I do have a special guest, Hannah Miller, who is the coordinating manager of the Acts of Faith Festival. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you.
So tell us, first of all, background on Acts of Faith Festival. How did it get started?
Well, it was the idea of Jeff Gallagher. Jeff is and was at the time a member of Second Presbyterian Church.
Is he an actor? I don't know his name.
Most people who know him now in Richmond know him as a prominent lawyer and a businessman. But what some people don't know is that he began his career as the managing director at the prestigious Williamstown Theater Festival in the Berkshires before coming to Richmond. He had the idea that we could combine theatrical productions and religious discussions and use them to provide a platform to discuss contemporary issues. This was in 2004, because 2005 was the first season. Jeff went to Daniel Moore. Daniel was also a member at Second Presbyterian, and he was also the artistic director at the time of the Essential Theater in Richmond.
A good actor-director, too.
Yes, definitely. And so the two of them then went to Bruce Miller, who was at the time the artistic director of Theater 4 in Barksdale, now Virginia Repertory Theater. And they asked him if he would commit to participating in the festival, and he did. So the three of them went to Second Presbyterian and asked Second to assume the institutional and financial leadership of the festival. And that was how it began in 2005, was the first official season.
How many theaters did it start with, and how many is it now? Do you know that?
I know it started with many fewer theaters. Right now, there are currently 12 professional and associated theaters, and then there's three fringe theaters that participate. They are also involved with the festival. They're not among the theaters who presented the preview night, which is coming up this Sunday. So altogether, there's 15 theaters who are participating this season.
Right. Now tell me the difference between the fringe theaters and the other theaters, I assume, are the ones that everybody knows, like Virginia Rep and Quill and Cadence.
Right.
And
so the main stage, those are the professional theaters. And then we also have the Jewish Family Theater through the Weinstein JCC, which participates as an associated theater. The fringe theaters are non-professional, but several of them operate through different churches. There's Richmond Catholic Theater, which they're in their second year this year.
Right.
Then there's Three Penny Theater, which operates through Gayton Kirk Presbyterian, and Gayton Kirk is a sponsoring congregation of the festival. And then there's Huguenot Community Players, which operates through Huguenot United Methodist.
So you mentioned Sunday night, a special preview.
Yes. So we're very excited. That's this Sunday, so it's going to be January 8th, and it's at 7 o'clock at the historic November Theater. Scott Wichman is hosting this year, so that'll be a lot of fun. And we'll have presentations from 12 different shows.
Wow.
And each theater will present about 5 minutes. There'll be an introduction from the theater and a brief preview of the show, and it'll give anyone who'd like to come, it's free and open to the public, just give them an idea of what the play is going to be like and what its connections are to faith.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I know that one of the questions / controversies is that some of the plays that have been chosen by some of the theaters, the relevance to faith of any kind, whether it's Christianity or Judaism or Muslim or anything, is really stretching it sometimes.
Have you?
How does that happen that they say, okay, we're going to use this show and we'll say it's Acts of Faith?
And that's part of what I really like about it. Some of the connections to faith are a little more obvious, but then some of the plays are just about contemporary issues. And what's so exciting about the festival, and in particular the talkback discussions, is that it provides a platform to view these contemporary issues through a new lens and to just sort of figure out together with the audience. Usually the talkback discussions are led by a faith leader, and people sort of figure out together what the faith connections are. So I think that that's why the festival is so attractive to people who come from both a conservative religious background, but also more liberal religious background.
Or non-religious background.
I really like that aspect of the festival, that sometimes it is a little bit of a stretch, and that's what makes it so interesting, and in some cases that provides the best discussions.
Right. And of course it is called Acts of Faith, so faith doesn't necessarily mean it has to be involved with any specific organized religion.
Right.
It can be any kind of faith.
I was thinking about one of the plays, Luna Gale, is being produced by Fifth Wall Theater, and it's about a social worker who's thrown into sort of a difficult position with two really difficult clients. And I was thinking, you know, that's really about faith in humanity and faith in your knowledge if you have to fall back on what you know and what you believe in, and faith in yourself, and you know how we deal with these moral ambiguities. And it's just an interesting way to discuss issues in a very civil way compared to everything that's been going on in the news lately.
Right, right. Well, that's a good point. That's interesting. Yeah. I know that the festival has really boosted attendance at all the theaters in town. The theaters embrace it because it gets people to come out. So to somebody who's never been, or it's like, oh, well, I'm really not religious, or I'm this religion and I really don't know anything about this religion, what would you say to them about coming to see these shows?
I would say just choose a play that sounds interesting, because all of them, like I said, are about contemporary issues, and they give you a lot to think about.
They're not religious plays, necessarily.
Right. And some of them are, and some of them have much looser connections to faith. Some of them, you might have to work really hard to find the connection to faith. So yeah, I'd say just find a play that's about something that interests you and that you think you might be interested in exploring in a new way. And if you connect with the faith element of it, then that's great. Or if it just allows you to sort of explore that issue from a different perspective, then that's great too.
The good thing is it's kind of like Artober, which we had back in October for the first time, in that it puts a focus on a specific thing, like in this case, obviously, theater in Richmond, which is a good thing. You mentioned the talkbacks, I think, in case people don't know, that they're not talkbacks after every production, that it's usually only after one or two performances during the run of a show, correct?
Right.
And what exactly goes on? You said there's a faith-based leader there, and then I guess members of the show, maybe a director or an actor?
Yeah, usually the cast stays. And you can go to our website. It's theactsoffaith.org, and we list all of the talkback dates there. Sometimes it's a representative of the theater. Sometimes they choose someone new to come in and lead the discussion. And it lasts anywhere from, I don't know, 15 minutes to, I've heard some go on for 45 minutes because people are so excited. Yeah, but of course, it's come and go. You don't have to stay for that amount of time.
Is there genuinely discussion with the audience, or is it usually just more like a panel discussion?
It is a discussion with the audience. Sometimes it's more like a Q&A. Sometimes the audience will raise their hands and come up with these connections that the cast hadn't thought of before. And so it's really, there's a good back and forth at the talkback discussions.
Right, right. So it's a way to open up theater in a lot of ways, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So what would you say you think is one of the most exciting things about this year's Acts of Faith Festival?
Well, we're in our 13th season, and I'm really excited about the fact that there are 6 plays that are written by local playwrights. So those are Firehouse Theaters producing The Boatwright, which is written by Bo Wilson. Virginia Rep's Signature Season is producing The End of War by David L. Robbins. Quill Theater is doing The Top of Bravery by Jeremy V. Morris. Richmond Catholic Theater is doing Peter and the Angel, a new play by Mary Kay Williams. And Three Penny Theater is doing The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Ray Carver. And Virginia Rep's Children's Theater is producing Buffalo Soldier, which is really exciting because that's in honor of the 15th anniversary of its appearance at the Pentagon.
Oh, wow. So the 6 new shows, Buffalo Soldiers has been seen before, but the other 5 are all, these will be world premieres, I'm assuming then, right?
Well, not quite. Peter and the Angel will be a world premiere. The Top of Bravery, I believe, has been produced by Quill.
That was a one-man show that they've expanded into a full.
Okay, well, there you go.
Larger cast. So it is a new production.
It'll be
a new script this time.
And The Boatwright, it says that it's their regional premiere of The Boatwright. But The End of War by David Robbins is definitely a world premiere. Okay.
Well, this all sounds fascinating and exciting. Why don't you give us the details of when it starts, when this preview is, and how people can find out more?
Okay, well, the festival runs from January through March, so the shows take place anytime among those 3 months, and the preview event is going to be on January 8th, so this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock at the November Theater.
And it's free.
It is free and open to the public.
So everyone should come. How many people usually come? Do a lot of people come to
it? It's a pretty good crowd. We fill or come close to filling the orchestra at the November, which seats about 350. And if you'd like to find out more information, you, of course, can come to the preview event, or you can visit our website. It's theactsoffaith.org. And there's information there on all the shows and the dates and how to get in touch with the theaters, because tickets do have to be purchased through the theater.
Right, right. And actually, you can contact the theaters because they all know information about
Right,
Acts of Faith
right.
too, as well. Okay. We'll be reviewing all of the shows, or many of the shows, here on Curtain Call in the next few weeks. Well, Hannah Miller, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. This is fun.
This is Jerry Williams from Sifter. We want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting our show, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.